track actually called Led Gillespie. Now here's the Led Zeppelin part. You hear that little, bring that up there a little bit. Okay, now they're back into the saxophone with the bat, with the bass.
That's why they call it smash up.
Yeah, jazz punks with a tune called Led Gillespie. We call Dizzy Gillespie one of the greatest jazz humanitarians we know, and humanity is the topic as we go into this interview. Metropolitan State University of Denver launches the Denver Project for Humanistic Inquiry, DFI, with a citywide series of events, including art exhibits, film screenings, theatrical performances, some lectures. DFI director and MSU Denver Associate Professor of Philosophy, Adam Graves, is here in studio, and welcome to KUVO.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm just a privilege to get a philosophy professor out of the books and into the radio station to talk about something that's bigger than can be nailed down in sound bites.
That's true.
Professor Adam Graves, talking about humanistic inquiry and getting people together to talk about things they might not know about or agree on. Is this the tone of dialogue in America, or what's your motivation for setting up the Project for Humanistic Inquiry?
You know, that's a good question. If I were to be honest, I'd have to say that at least in part, my motivation stems from a desire to kind of counter a developing trend, I think, in the way that we talk and conceive of education these days. I mean, nowadays, it's pretty typical to talk about education in terms of its, merely in terms of its instrumental value. You know, how does it impact our competitiveness in the global economy? So the value of education just becomes a function of GDP or something like that.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I think, you know, and one of the symptoms, I think, of this obsessive kind of narrow-mindedness is that today when we talk about the humanities, it's almost obligatory to say something about the soft skills that one achieves and obtains, that the, you know, the marketability of those skills and things like that.
Oh wait, so I can't just love art? I have to make it pay.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's, you know, as my students with this sometimes not so great sense of humor might say, it's putting Descartes before the horse. So I think we've got things backwards. So I think, you know, I'd like to, you know, I mean, we want to turn around, and you know, none of those arguments are bad arguments, but what we'd like to do is, instead of arguing in support of the humanities in instrumental terms, we'd like to actually show people why they are exciting, why they're interesting, why humans are fascinated by these questions.
Oh, well, then the Project for Humanistic Inquiry has developed a series that begins next week but runs into next year. Describe these shows and lectures and events you're planning.
Well, we've got a lot of fantastic things lined up. In fact, I like to tell people that you know, most of our events are creatively orchestrated kind of one-offs that are probably not reproducible. Sometimes you know, they might even sound like the setup to a bad joke. So the first event, for example, features the frontman, lead singer of a well-known, internationally known act, Lucero. His name is Ben Nichols, and he recently produced an album inspired by Cormac McCarthy's novel Blood Meridian, which is a historical fiction, which is a classic of American literature. So he's coming to Ratio on Tuesday night to do a performance of the album. And he's going to sit down with MSU Denver history professor Matthew Makeley to talk about the historical context of the events described in the novel and the creative process. So it's like, I like to say, you know, a historian and a rock star walk into a bar.
Exactly what it is. On October 1st, a Thursday, middle of the day, Shakespeare in the Parking Lot. Not heard about that project.
Yeah, before. You know, one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to collaborate with other like-minded cultural institutions throughout the city, and the Denver Center for Performing Arts has been fantastic. They're going to do, they have a traveling show, Shakespeare in the Parking Lot, where they perform Romeo and Juliet out of the back of a flatbed pickup truck, and they're going to be performing that on Auraria campus. And we've got a lot of other things lined up. We have a Pulitzer Prize winning poet, Princeton professor and editor of the poetry section of the New Yorker. He's a big deal. He's coming in the spring. Hopefully we have a webcast with Noam Chomsky in the works, and that might be exciting. And some film screenings at History Colorado on October 22nd, for example. We have a film screening of a 1947 film, Out of the Past, which is a noir film. It's a classic, and it's followed by a lecture by a world-renowned philosopher who's working in philosophy and film. So that should be really exciting too.
MSU Denver Associate Professor of Philosophy Adam Graves, our guest. We're talking about the Project for Humanistic Inquiry, or DeFi. And so your plate sounds full. We've got a lot more to hear about it. But I guess interesting things happen when you can take in a performance of some kind and then allow interact with the players and get the audience involved
exactly.
And say, now what does this really mean?
Yeah, that's exactly right. On October 15th, there's a performance of Tribes, which is a fantastic play that's being produced by at the Denver Center for Performing Arts about a deaf boy growing up in a family and kind of coming into his own. And we have the first deaf ASL signing person in the history of humanity to get a PhD in philosophy is coming to give a presentation in advance of that performance. And then afterwards, we're going to sit down with the cast and we're going to have a conversation with the cast about what it's like to inhabit these roles. So we're trying to get people involved. And, you know, to find out more about these events, I really encourage everybody to go to our Facebook page, which you can find. It's, again, the Denver Project for Humanistic Inquiry. And you can also like us on Instagram and things like that. And that those are the social media might be the best way to kind of keep in touch with these upcoming events.
Professor Adam Graves from MSU Denver, the Denver Project for Humanistic Inquiry on Facebook. Wow. Okay. We're going to have you back. Got to talk more.
Thanks, Steve. I'd love to be back. I really appreciate it.
Jazz is loaded with these kinds of questions,
yeah,
answers, and conversations.
Yeah. Thank you again. I really appreciate you having me.
Exactly.